This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Started a couple of days ago, Tiki. Joel Sherman suggested the Mets could listen on Brandon Nimmo. And Jeff Passan did a big free agency preview article and said that Brandon Nimmo can be had in trade talks. The Mets are blowing up plenty. It's not just Luis Angel Acuna or Mark Vientos or Brett Beatty. Center fielder Brandon Nimmo can be had. I'll tell you why Brandon Nimmo won't be traded and why I think it would be stupid to trade him. And it has nothing to do with emotions.
Go ahead.
Brandon Nimmo is signed for 5 more years. He is 33 years old.
Yes.
He's going to make $20 million a year. Still a productive player, by the way. Mm-hmm. Still one of the top 7 or 8 left fielders in the sport. But if the Mets decide to go to the baseball world, and oh, by the way, Brandon Nimmo has a full no-trade clause. Keep that in mind. And they say, okay, baseball, Brandon Nimmo's available. We'll start taking offers. You're not going to get good offers. You're not. And oh, by the way, Brandon Nimmo's got to say yes to going to any of those places.
Yeah.
And Scott Boras is his agent. And you know what they do when they have a full no trade? They use it as a weapon. So if somehow the Colorado Rockies get drunk on, well, Nimmo's sort of local. He grew up as a Rocky fan. We'll take him. Scott Boras has every right to say, yeah, full no trade. We're going to exercise it unless you tack on another year or something crazy like that. So my issue,
and then that's not going to be appealing for Colorado.
No. So my issue with trading Brandon Nimmo, I swear to you, has nothing to do with my emotions. He's a career-long Met or anything like that. I'm doing the same with Pete. I'm taking all the emotions out when we talk about it. I just don't think it makes a lot of baseball sense. Like, you're going to trade him. You're going to get nothing back. You're probably going to have to eat a portion of the contract. Now what? Like, he's a productive player that you gave away.
I was going to say, he also doesn't feel like you're tired of him. As a Met, doesn't feel like, well, we don't need him anymore. Doesn't feel like he's at the end of his career. So why would you move on from him?
I think that
why would this report come out like this?
Well, because I think the Mets are open to it, and I think being open to things
is
smart.
Open to it, that means that they want it to happen.
No, I think there's a difference between being open to something and then being motivated to actually do it.
Okay, so do you think Brandon Nimmo then wants to be someplace else?
I think if the Mets came to him with a desirable destination, he'd be open to it, but Brandon Nimmo could possibly decide he doesn't want to move. I don't know. It's getting inside his head. But quite frankly, I haven't even gotten to that part, because my part is, what makes it worth it for me? Like, if I'm David Stearns and I'm a Met fan, what am I giving up Brandon Nimmo for? I'm saving some money. Okay, what am I doing with that money? A, how much am I saving of that money? Am I getting anything back?
Yeah, he's not blocking anybody. So I don't know. Why would you do that? So I don't understand why the Mets are putting that out there.
Well, I think they're open to it. I think there's a difference.
Why? But why? The question is always for me, why?
I think when you're coming off
some place to go.
I think when you're coming off a very disappointing season, you should be open to anything, which is why I'm not mad at the report. Like, the Mets should be open to everything. Right. And I'm open to it. I'm just trying to use logic right now. And I admit that sometimes my logic sounds smart, and then it gets like slapped in my face, like the time I used logic to tell Tommy that there was no chance the Nets would trade Mikal Bridges to the Knicks. I'm just so I know.
Whoops!
Whoops! Indeed. And maybe there'll be a Brandon Nimmo trade. I'm just openly discussing with you and everyone else out in the audience. How does this make sense? Walk me through it. Because if you can tell me a place where it makes sense, I'm open to it. I'm not like disinterested in moving off of Brandon Nimmo. I'm disinterested in what I think the return is, and I don't see how it gets the Mets better. Do you have an idea, Tommy?
I do. I think they are trying to break up the mini core of McNeil, Alonso, and Nimmo. They're taking calls on McNeil. They're taking calls on Nimmo. Pete, obviously, free agent. Mm-hmm. I don't think they want to move on from all three, but I think they want to move on definitely from one person, and they're going to see what the best offer is to get rid of one of them.
So subtraction by, what's that phrase?
Addition by subtraction.
Do you think that's the case? Would the Mets get better by subtracting Brandon Nimmo just because of the idea that it gets to break up the, quote, mini core?
Maybe it's a way, as Tommy was alluding to get them talking about McNeil. And people are going to call about Nimmo. Hey, what's this Nimmo thing? Yeah, nothing really. We actually like him. How about Jeff McNeil?
Well, they're two very different players. I'd love to trade Jeff McNeil, but we're talking about Brandon Nimmo.
I know that. But what Tommy was suggesting was that the core's got to break up. Pete Alonso might not be here next year because he's a free agent. You're throwing speculation that you're willing to move from Brandon Nimmo, but Jeff McNeil is also kind of in no man's land right now. So you know the core's got to break up. People call on Nimmo. It's not ideal. He's not going to leave. Doesn't want to. Doesn't have to.
But Jeff McNeil is much easier to trade. He has 1 year left on his deal.
Of course.
And so there'll be a market for Jeff McNeil. That's easy. So then,
okay. But if you put out right now, the Mets are trying to trade Jeff McNeil. Are people calling you?
Yes, because he has 1 year left on his deal, and I think there would be plenty of teams that could use a versatile player like him. Mm-hmm. I don't think you're getting a ton back, but my point back, Teak, would be I don't need a lot back.
Right.
Because I don't think replacing Jeff McNeil is that big of a challenge. I think replacing Brandon Nimmo is. Like, look around Major League Baseball, and I did this on the Rico the other day, and I'll do it with you guys. Tell me all the left fielders that are better. It's not a long list. There's a few, by the way. I'm not saying there's no one, but he's a top 10 or top 8 left fielder in the sport. Even at 33, even as he's declining. So you've just moved off of him. Let's say a team takes on his contract. The Mariners just said, okay, we'll take on 75% of your contract, which means the Mets are throwing in money to get rid of a top 10 left fielder. Now what?
Cody Bellinger in left and Benj in center.
Yeah, but you could sign Cody Bellinger anyway.
You can, absolutely. But I keep going back to this. I think there's this feeling there that they want to get rid of either Alonso, McNeil, or Nimmo.
Do you agree with that?
I don't, but you could argue.
So you're just giving me reasons why it makes sense. Yeah. You don't actually agree with
this. No, I would trade McNeil for sure, but where I would agree with Tiki is I think there are more suitors for Nimmo than McNeil, even if there's only 1 year.
You guys are dead wrong about that. How would there be more suitors for
a guy
who's
better?
He signed for 5 more years at $20 million a year.
But the same reason,
McNeil's only signed for 1 more
year. The same reason you want to keep Nimmo is the same reason other teams would want Nimmo.
That's not true.
Really?
I just said it. I want to keep Nimmo because I don't think you're getting anything back.
Right.
Because his contract is not desirable. Jeff McNeil's on a 1 year deal. This has nothing to do with who the better player is. It has to do with what you could get in return. Brandon Nimmo's not getting anything from you in return. Let's be honest about this.
But then you're calling him a top 8 left fielder in baseball.
Because of his contract. A lot of teams are not willing to pay a 5-year contract with a 33-year-old. So are you saying the Mets are better off just trying to get rid of most of that contract while then having to go out and replace him? It's different between the team that has the contract versus the team that's acquiring the contract. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I do. I guess I'm just confused by this. If he's a top 8 player at that position
Which
in
he
baseball,
is, right?
Okay.
No, do you agree with that?
Yes, but I guess the argument would be right now he is, but you would also say the contract's a problem. You think it's going to diminish greatly over the next 5 years.
Yeah, but it's the same thing I used to say about Giancarlo. So I'll walk you through that. I always used to say trading him is stupid because you're basically going to give him away. If I'm stuck with the contract, I'd rather pay the player and have them produce for me than pay them to go away. By trading Brandon Nimmo, you would in essence be forced to pay him to go away. Why would you do that for a player that can still help you, similarly to a guy like Giancarlo?
I guess because the reality is what you pitched for Giancarlo 2 years ago that we never got to because the Yankees needed him, I think would happen here with the Mets, in that a guy is making that much money on your team, teams can't help themselves but to constantly run them out there and play. And if you think by upgrading left field, adding a Bellinger, you're still going to play Nimmo. Like, you're not going to pay him to sit off the bench.
No, you'd be paying Brandon Nimmo to DH more, which I'm all in favor of.
Okay.
I think as he declines as a ball player, he needs to be in that DH mix more so than Juan Soto does. So I think Nimmo can still
be... he's not a liability in left field.
He's not yet.
Right.
But I think his... it's not about his defense, Teague, why I would DH him more. It's about staying healthy. And I think that he's been banged up the last couple of years, so I would DH him preemptively to keep him healthy.
That's fair. That's fair.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
That would be my thinking. Right. I just don't see a world where the Mets are better off trading off of this player. That's my point. If you can create the world where it makes the Mets better, I'm game. Because I don't care about the emotions anymore. I want to win. And I don't think like breaking up the core, which is such a cliche thing, needs to be at the expense of the talent on your roster.
I agree with you. Let me be clear. I agree with you. But I think that there possibly is a situation where David Stearns is saying this core has collapsed now twice in the last couple of years. We got to get rid of somebody. And if we can't get rid of McNeil and we do want to bring Pete back, then Nimmo is the odd man out. It's musical chairs. And we get rid of Nimmo. Maybe you sign a Bellinger. You bring one of these kids up to play center field.
Yeah,
just I'm just going through
get,
the process.
Let you get younger. It lets you get a little bit younger.
Yeah.
Not significantly, but it's just a way to do it. And if it costs you, it costs you. We know that Steve Cohen is not afraid to spend money to get what he needs.
Well, if he's not afraid to spend money, then keep the player and spend the money anyway.
Well, that's the easy answer,
no,
right?
That is, actually, that is the better answer.
Thank you. Because like, if you're a businessman, do you want to spend money to make a good baseball player go away?
Right, but here's the thing. We didn't come up with this. This isn't fan-driven or WFAN-driven. This is Met-driven.
Right, but there's a difference, Teague, between listening on something and then it actually happening. So my point to you is I'd listen on everything. I have no issue with the Mets listening. I'm telling you today on November 18th, A, I don't think the Mets are going to trade him, and B, I think it would be stupid to trade him because I don't see a scenario that makes the Mets better. If they trade him, I'll take my L for being wrong, but then I'll probably scream and yell at the move. Unless it's a move I don't see coming. I'm just using logic that a 33-year-old player with 5 years left on his deal is not getting you a lot back, and it's creating a new hole for you to fill. The Mets didn't score enough runs last year. It's the most under-talked about topic around the failure of the New York Mets. It's always about pitching and defense. And while that stuff's true, they did not score enough runs last year.
Mm-hmm.
I'll say it over and over again until people realize it. They scored fewer runs last year than they did the year before. And they added Juan Soto. So they need to improve their offense. Removing one of your better offensive players, in which you're probably not going to get much back, doesn't seem to be the best idea.
No, I would agree with that. Sports Talk on WFAN is presented by Paramount Plus. You can't count on much these days, but you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus. Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, all season long. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today.
You're listening to WFAN, WFAN FM, WFAN FM HD1 New York, and Odyssey Sports Station. Vinny on Long Island. Hey, Vinny.
What's going on, guys? Great show by the four of you, as always. Keep
appreciate
it up.
Appreciate it. What's up?
Tiki, before I get to my point, Tiki, I just want to let you know, I'm a New Yorker who's a Cowboys fan, but I got nothing but respect. You're a class act and without a doubt a future Hall of Famer, brother.
Thank you. I appreciate that, Vinny.
All right. So, listen, I'm not against getting Spence, against getting both Bellinger and Tucker. If they can pull it off, great. But I called initially. I got a proposed trade, and I really think it might help both teams. Obviously, something happened with the Mets. Who knows what it was? Maybe there's a chemistry issue between Lindor and Soto, and clearly they're not getting rid of Soto. I would definitely take Lindor, and this is what I propose. Okay?
Let's go, man.
This is what I would propose. We'll give you, and hear me out before you cut me off, we'll give you Volpe, we'll give you Dominguez, we'll give you Gill, and we'll give you Lumbar for Lindor. And if we happen to get both Tucker and Bellinger, I'd even throw in Spencer Jones. But I think those four, it helps our leadoff. It takes a big contract off your hands. It gives you starting pitching. It gives you shortstop. It gives you an outfielder. I think it's a possibility that's something that could work if they want to do it.
I don't see that. I don't see them moving. Maybe. Volpe, they're just enamored with. I see that being a non-starter going across town.
What do you think Tommy and Sean are going to say about the trade proposal? I want you to predict their opinions.
Tommy wants it. Sean says it's the worst thing he's
ever heard. Sean Moore asked your thoughts on that trade. If you're just tuning in 30 seconds ago, our last caller offered Francisco Lindor to the Yankees for Anthony Volpe, Luis Gil,
mm-hmm.
George Lompard Jr.,
yes.
and Jason Dominguez.
I'm all in.
Oh, man.
So you say yes.
Really?
No brainer.
I'm so sick and tired of the Yankees hyping up prospects and them mismanaging them. Just give me the proven commodity at shortstop. Let's go.
All right. Tommy?
Believe it or not, there's only one player on the Yankees I would trade Francisco Lindor for, and that is the reigning AL MVP, Aaron Judge. Anyone else, I'm not doing the deal.
Well, I had it backwards.
You could throw every prospect in the book. I don't care.
I had it backwards.
Yeah, you had it backwards. I love fake Mets Yankees trades.
Well,
I really do.
I do too.
I mean, they're all dumb and will never happen, but they're fun.
Do you love Lindor, Tommy?
Me? Absolutely. No, yeah. No. His leadership, defense, everything that he brings to the table. Like I said, if you want to give me Aaron Judge, fine. Yeah. But I mean, I'm not trading for Lombard and Gil, as
and
he
by
would
the way,
say.
That's what I would want if I was a Yankee.
Yeah.
You want Lindor's leadership. Because I think that would translate in any locker room.
And I think he's the perfect guy to hit leadoff for the Yankees, too. Like, yeah. When you really consider everything. Yeah. I know, it's funny. Also, Tiki, a funny thing
long-term
is...
Long-term bet?
Yeah.
Who's hitting leadoff for the Yankees when Francisco Lindor gets traded? It better be Francisco Lindor.
I just hear trades like that, and I've had a revelation. Maybe it was the Yankee early exit in October combined with another giant season we're here. I'm just so tired of overvaluing my own up-and-coming guys, and I'm tired of losing. I just want the next best team for the next possible year
right. Before
I drop dead without
and
any
Lindor
other chance.
And Lindor helps you do that.
Yes.
For sure.
That's it.
Would you be interested in Brandon Nimmo, the guy we were just talking about? No, because I think you
we're
could actually...
expanding this trade now?
No, but I think you could actually have a more realistic trade. Nimmo's on the market.
I don't want to get older. I don't want to get older.
I made a trade proposal. I don't know if anyone remembers this. So we went to game 2. Of the AL wild card series between the Yankees and the Red Sox. We did our show out there, and then I stayed, Sean stayed, Tommy stayed, Big Mac and Keith were there.
Yes.
We sit down for the beginning of game 2, and I immediately made a trade proposal to Sean Morash. half jokingly, but half like, hey, I'm in off-season mode. The Mets got eliminated, right? They didn't make the playoffs. Sean, do you remember what the one-for-one trade was?
I believe it was Rodon for Nimmo.
Exactly. Yeah. Good call by you.
Yeah.
What do you think of that one, Teague?
I mean, we don't want Rodon anyway, so.
We have a trade.
There you go.
We've got one. By the way, I would make that Brandon Nimmo trade.
Brandon Nimmo for Carlos Rodon?
I don't remember what I said. I think I wouldn't as much as I've been hard on Rodon.
Well, you were also about to watch him pitch in a playoff game.
Yeah.
Didn't he pitch well last year?
Rodon's now pitched well back-to-back years, which scares the
right.
hell out of
me. Right, and so I think that's what it was.
But
because his first season, you were like, all right, whatever.
It was a disastrous first season. Now, keep in mind.
You're like, well, he did it for it in the postseason.
He is also hurt and is going to miss the first few weeks of the season.
He is. Yeah. Look, Carlos Rodon becomes more appealing to your staff the further he gets bumped back in the rotation.
Yeah.
So with Colback right. and Fried.
When
he's not the number two, and
he's potentially number four.
Right. Then I'm okay. You know what? Because maybe he's not starting one of those first three games, and you put him up against a number four in another team in the division series, I feel better about it.
Let's go to Steve in Staten Island. What's up, Steve?
Hello, fellas. Great show as always. Diehard Dodger fan over 60 years. Been following Bellinger all along. I was annoyed when he left the Dodgers. Number one, you all know that he's a terrific, unbelievable outfielder, great throwing arm, very fast. He might be the best first baseman in baseball. Here's why you want to keep him, because Kyle Tucker will be overpriced. And that is, he corrected his swing. When he was in the tank a couple of years ago, he was bailing on breaking pitches, and now somehow he's become disciplined. So I anticipate him to keep his offense the way it is.
The only reason I can't fully embrace that is since leaving L.A., he's had three seasons. Two of them have been good.
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't call them great. I'd call them pretty good. And then 2024, he wasn't that good. So I don't know if it's all fixed and everything's fine and dandy. Like, I'm not exactly nervous he's going to become 21 or 22 Bellinger again, but I don't know if he's now this consistent 5 WAR, 295 player. Like, I'm not sure about that because his career has been such a roller coaster of up and downs.
Yeah, I wonder what. I mean, you wonder what about guys like that because it's either the scenery or the way he's his approach. Or I don't want to say because he seems like a baseball player. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like someone who doesn't care. And you usually get those wild fluctuations when it's someone who takes it lightly.
Well, I think
they're
just
naturally good at it, you know, and it's just
you
don't have to really work to be a good player. So you're going to have some seasons where it's great because it just comes to you. Other seasons that's not him.
Yeah,
he feels like a grinder.
He had a shoulder injury, which I think affected him probably with the disastrous 21. Mm. But you also have 22, and you've got 24 that wasn't a great year where he declined a bit. So you can't always just pin it on that one injury. It's tough to define. Let's go to Chris in Manhattan. Hey, Chris.
Hey, guys. Oh, on that Yankee Met trade, after all the suffering the Mets have had, I can't bear to think about having Volpe on the Mets. Just on that alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Just on that alone, I don't want to do it. Anyway, just kidding. But on the Nimmo thing, guys, Evan, you hinted at it. I absolutely think Nimmo should be the DH this season. I think Nimmo has to move there. We have had a cavalcade of clowns in that position for 5 years. I think Nimmo's numbers would go up if he's a full-time DH. And if you could get Kwan or Bellinger in left or someone of quality, the Mets would be a better team.
I agree. And it also allows Nimmo to play the outfield until one of your young center fielders, specifically Carson Bench, is ready.
Mm-hmm.
So Nimmo will still play left field. He just doesn't have to play it 150 times. And Cody Bellinger is a good fit. I know we opened talking about Bellinger and Tucker with the Yankees. I love Bellinger as a fit along with Pete Alonso, where Bellinger can play first base to have PTH. Bellinger can play center field until Benj is ready. And then obviously, as our last caller discussed, play a lot of left field with Brandon Nimmo DHing. But I want to ask you a question, and it's a very depressing answer. Who has DH the most in the history of the New York Mets?
In the history?
That's right. Now, again, DH started in the National League in 2022, briefly had it in 2020, but we'll include all the American League road games that the Mets had. Who has DH the most in New York Mets history? To put in perspective Chris's point that the Mets have had, quote, a cavalcade of garbage at the DH position. Would you each like a guess?
I can't even think of who it would be.
Can't even think of one. Sean, would you like to make a guess?
Short-lived, but I think he's going to be the high number, Daniel Vogelbach.
Daniel Vogelbach is a fine guess. Tommy, do you have a guess on who's DH the most in New York Mets history?
Cano?
Robinson Cano. Oh. Fair guess. Sean Morash, you are correct. Daniel Vogelbach is number one. And you know who number two is?
He's only here for 2 years, wasn't he?
Well, the DH hasn't been around for an eternity.
True.
Number two is J.D. Martinez.
Wow.
That would have actually been my guess.
Good guess. Okay.
So, to our last caller's point, he's right. Like, the DH position for the Mets has been an abomination.
Yeah, but it's impossible to have any kind of real data on that because it's only been three seasons.
Yeah, but here's the data I have. And it annoys you guys sometimes, and I remember everything you say, and sometimes I pull the audio up. Mm-hmm. Joe Beningo, 2020. I'll never forget this. And Joe, I love you. This still is in my head. Bro, I think the DH would be great. The Mets wouldn't benefit from the DH, bro. Yoenis, yo-yo every day. And I said, Joe, yes, they would benefit from Yoenis Cespedes DH. But baseball's cyclical. And so while it may benefit us now, I don't know what that looks like the year after and the year after and the year after. Mm. So every time I think of the stupid DH, I think of Joe saying how much it would benefit the Mets and how ironically, for the first 4 years of the DH, it has done nothing that benefits the New York Mets.
Well, it's allowed them to go take chances on players who probably wouldn't otherwise be on the team.
Daniel Vogelbach.
Exactly right.
Darren Ruff. The Darren corpse Ruff, of J.D. Ruff, Martinez. Yeah. So I would like to see the Mets use the DH spot the way our caller described it.
As a weapon.
Pete Alonso and Brandon Nimmo should DH a lot. Mm-hmm. I would say Juan Soto, but David Stearns has sort of ruled that out, and that's fine. Brandon Nimmo and Pete Alonso should each DH a lot. And therefore, you're improving yourself defensively at left field and at first base, and you keep Pete and Nimmo fresh by having them at DH. Huh?
That works.
Jerry in Chester. What's up, Jerry?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Kyle Tucker is way overrated, okay? He's been in the league for, like, what, 8 years? He's had maybe 2-3 good seasons. Oh, and he's always hurt.
That's not fair.
I want Cody Bellinger. Dude, Cody Bellinger wants to be here. He's come back. He's like, I got work to do here. Thanks for the offer, Mets, but I got business to do with the Yankees. I don't know why we haven't signed this guy. He wants to be here. So I don't know what Hal Steinbrenner and Cashman are thinking. Just sitting back like, oh, he wants to be here. Maybe we should wait a while and piss him off and not give him the deal he wants.
Hold on. Like, you don't know, Jerry, that he truly wants to be here. We always make that assumption. Oh, he wants to be here. How do we know that? We have no idea. Why? Because he was here last year? You know what Cody Bellinger wants? I got a spoiler alert. I have an inside source. You ready?
I'm going to assume it has something to do with that S with the line through it.
Yes. He wants to get paid. Pizzade. That's what Cody Bellinger wants.
100%.
So, this idea, he wants to be a Yankee. How the hell do you know because his dad was Clay? That means he wants to be a Yankee? We don't know that. He wants to get paid. Paid.
By the Yankees.
By anybody. And Kyle Tucker has basically had 5 full seasons in the major leagues. So when you say he's only had 4 good seasons, he's only been in the majors for 5 full seasons. You can't count 2020. I guess if you want to, you can. And 2018 and 2019, he barely played. So he's had 5 full seasons in the major leagues, and just about every single year he's had, he's been a better player than Cody Bellinger's been in the last 7 years. That's a fact.
All right. Well, listen, if Kyle Tucker wants to be here, let's get moving. Let's make this a rush hour for Kyle Chris Tucker to sign.
The fact you had to explain it by throwing Chris's name in. Come on now. You can do better than that.
Yeah, we're workshopping for 2026.
We'll get to your calls in a bit. 888-808-1019. When we come back, if you listen to Evan and Tiki, you were not surprised by Cam Scadaboo being on Monday Night Raw last night. We give you our reaction. And how did everyone around WFAN react? I assume they were pretty calm and cool about it. We'll get into Cam Scadaboo taking over Monday Night Raw, plus more of your calls on the Yankees and the Mets. We'll mix in some more football later as well. Toll-free number is 888-808-1019. But it is time for your weekly dose of Posted and Toasted.
It's time for Posted and Toasted.
I'll read the old tweets of some of our fellow FAN coworkers. We'll see if Tiki can figure out who tweeted it. Are you ready?
I am.
January 26th, 2016. My snowblower caught on fire on Monday.
Snowblower.
I stopped it by throwing snow on it. Anyone know if it's fixable or do I need a new one?
Snowblower.
Is that Mike Francesa? Greg Giannotti? Al Dukes?
Snowblower.
Or Jerry Recco?
I'm going to say Jerry Recco.
I am anal right now.
Wow.
Snowblower.
You nailed that one.
Nailed that one. You figured Jerry's the only one who would own a snowblower.
Well, he's the only one that would reasonably ask for advice on how to fix a snowblower.
Snowblower.
He stopped it by throwing snow on it.
Genius.
That is genius. It's my favorite part. I didn't catch on fire. I need to ask Jerry this question now.
Great question. April 9th, 2015. Crazy ballpark food is still my least favorite modern media sports story, but guys getting stupid sports tattoos is a close second.
Mm.
Is that Sean Morash, Brandon Tierney, Sal Licata, or Greg Giannotti?
That's going to be Sean Morash.
You're wrong.
First of all, Sean has a stupid sports tattoo.
That's why I thought it would be game for him.
I don't have a I have a logo. I didn't get the Super Bowl champions logo 6 months before somebody won.
All right.
This one guy had me sign his leg. And then he got it tattooed on.
Oh, wow. That's creative.
It's kind of cool. Gio.
You losers!
You are correct. That's Greg Giannotti.
Nice. So
does Gio consider your Giants tattoo a stupid sports tattoo?
I hope not.
You losers!
I interpret stupid sports tattoos as like what I had mentioned, when people think they're cool getting the, you know, the Lions Super Bowl champions.
I'm predicting it. You saw it here first.
Yeah, like those are stupid sports tattoos.
Well, that's how you interpret it, but it's Gio's tweet, so I'm curious how he interprets it. Like, would he consider, you know him, you're friends with him.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Have you ever talked about your sports tattoo with him?
No, now I'm insulted for you thinking that I have a stupid sports tattoo.
All right, here's post number three from September 3rd, 2014. Thinking about doing a sports talk show on the plane. I wonder if the passengers would like it. Could be a coffee-drinking crowd, though. Is that Evan Roberts, Sean Morash, Brandon Tierney, or Boomer Esiason?
That's got to be Boomer.
The guy that's running the government is an idiot.
How did you know that so easily?
Because who else would be thoughtful about what the hell somebody's drinking on a plane?
Oh, that part.
This is a great Tiki showing here, the details he's picking up on.
I thought you were going to think me, that I would be willing to do a sports talk show on a plane.
Do you drink coffee?
No.
Exactly.
Damn it. Wow, this is a great effort by Tiki Barber. Maybe your greatest effort ever.
I'm being thoughtful, that's why.
You're all right. Let's see if you can nail this one. Your final, or the final post, February 24th, 2014. The WWE Network launched.
Tommy.
Instantly becoming the most monumental date in nerd history since the invention of the scientific calculator.
Nerd alert!
Is that Tommy Lugauer, Al Dukes, Sean Morash, or Greg Giannotti?
That's Al Dukes.
You're wrong.
It was Tommy?
You're wrong.
Sean?
Kiss my fat ass!
Really?
That was you, Sean.
You know what a scientific calculator is?
You're damn right I do. You think I knew how to do math without it?
That's funny.
The WWE Network being invented, which I can't believe was 11 and a half years ago, was one of the great inventions of all time.
I can't believe it was that short ago. I thought it would have been done long before that.
Yeah, well, because it was streaming. Like, I think Vince McMahon always thought about doing it, like, normally, like, on a cable channel.
Oh,
but the WWE Network was actually, like, the first major, I don't want to say first major streaming, because I'm sure Netflix was there, all those others, but it really was, like, one of the cutting-edge streaming sports-adjacent contents.
Yeah. It was.
Right.
That's how I would define it. And speaking of pro wrestling, as we talked about exclusively on Evan and Tiki yesterday, we did report through Fightful Select that Cam Scottabu was going to be on Monday Night Raw. And so we did have this discussion before he ever appeared. Just to give you a little reset, here is me asking everybody, do you have an issue with Cam Scottabu being on Monday Night Raw? With the Giants season still going on and Cam now being out for the year with injury, do we have any issue with him appearing at a Monday Night Raw tonight at Madison Square Garden?
Absolutely not. Go have fun.
What if he gets in the ring?
If he gets in the ring, then go have fun.
Here's what I care about. Is he going to rehab the day, like the morning of?
Right.
Is he?
I'd hope so.
Yeah, okay. Then I have no problem with what he does after that.
I would certainly think so. I then pushed it a little bit further because I know wrestling. What if he gets physically involved? And the idea I created for you guys is, what if Cam Scottabu wrestles John Cena in the middle of the ring? Here's your response to that.
What if after all of this, despite having a bum ankle, John Cena's final opponent on Raw is Cam Scottabu?
Would you have an issue with that?
No, I mean, because I trust the WWE to keep him safe.
So
that's funny.
You had no issue with this. Tommy had no issue with it. No one had...
Now that it happened, and for those that didn't see it, I'm sure you have. It's old news by now. He was there in the crowd. He wasn't alone. There were a few other Giants there, including Abdul Carter, and ended up getting into a little bit of a kerfuffle, if you will, with J.D. McDonough, member of the Judgment Day. Dom Mysterio talked some trash. Cam Scadaboo pushed McDonough. And then I think it was McDonough himself who pushed him back. This just caused an outrage. I just want to make sure, and this is, again, not me saying you guys flip-flopped. You have every right to have watched it and think differently, but do you guys feel the same way that that was not a big deal?
Yeah, it was not a big deal. It was an entertainment event, and he was fine. Completely fine. He mean-munged it well.
I loved every second of it. It's why Cam Scadaboo is already a legend in this town for stuff like this. He gets it.
Mm-hmm.
I'll go as far as to say, I don't believe you truly think it's a big deal if you've uttered into a microphone that it's a big deal.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to surprise you guys. Now, I agree with you, and I said this yesterday. I think it's cool. I think it's fine. I don't think it's a big deal. But I may surprise you by letting you know that some of our fellow coworkers do not agree with you.
Really?
So, ladies and gentlemen.
What happened?
Here's a highlight package.
Nothing happened. He went home and went to sleep afterwards.
He got pushed and did a pushing. I mean, if that's what happened. Here is a little bit of a highlight reel of WFAN reacting to Cam Scadaboo on Monday Night Raw.
I guess I would be a little bit concerned. I think if I were Joe Shane, I'd probably go over to Cam and say, hey, Cam, you know, you are a professional football player. We are paying your salary. And there are things that we'd rather have you not do.
Yeah. So, like, be a part of it. Be a part of the bit. Show up there. I got no problem with that. But just don't be the guy who's actually getting pushed by the wrestler.
Yeah.
I'm saying is that there's been no energy with this team for the longest time. Then Dart and Scadaboo come in here. They're both hurt right now. And the last thing I want to see is this guy hurt himself even more doing some stupid wrestling bit.
And you got a guy on a scooter whose ankle was surgically repaired. It's probably got 9 screws in it, hanging up by a thread, getting pushed by Rey Mysterio. Come on, man.
Like, it's just not optics.
It's a bad look.
Yeah, exactly. Optics do matter in today's world.
Yeah.
It's a bad look. Then on top of that, it's an unnecessary risk that you would take by getting involved in even the smallest of physical storylines.
You've only got one good leg, bro. You just had a devastating injury and you're on your feet pushing professional wrestlers. Like, that is so Jetsy, and that is just so, it's the optics are so bad.
All right, Sal and BT and Big Mac, it was all about what it looked like. Did it look bad?
No.
At all. He's not playing this season. He is on IR. He is, and he's, by the way, not standing. His foot is on a, like a scooter. So he's standing on his good ankle, and his bad ankle is on a scooter. Who cares what the hell he does?
I'll go a step further.
This is fake. It's not even
Hey.
Can't fake gravity, team.
Optics, if you want to actually talk about optics, you know what optics tell me? We nearly vomited 3 weeks ago when the man's ankle was pointing in the other direction. If any of us, me, McMonagle, Sal, BT, Boomers I'll leave out of because he's a real athlete. If any of us had our ankles turning that way, I'm not sure we would be back at work at WFAN within 3 weeks. And Cam Scadaboo, you know what the optics told me? This is the psychopath we love, that he is not phased, deterred, and he is so ahead in his comeback that he's willing to go out there and do a WWE stunt. I thought optically that looked great for what Cam Scadaboo we want to see in 10 months.
I'm just trying to understand why it's a bad look. Why is it a bad look?
No, it's not a bad look.
What was their argument that it was a bad look?
Well, I believe in taking stuff out of context, so I don't really care what the explanation was. No, in all seriousness, the bad look is this. They're 2-9. That's the bad look. That's it. That's literally the bad look. Him being injured is such a nothing thing. Like, he's not risking his freaking ankle.
So because your team isn't good, nobody wants to see you type of thing?
I think that is the bad optics. Not to speak for Big Mac, who I thought won the award of being the most over the top of all the people we played.
Definitely.
Look, if this was 2010.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Maybe I'd say sure. Fantastic.
Mm-hmm.
The athlete is different these days. The expectation on a star athlete is different these days. So whether you're winning or not, people want to see you. You want to tell me when Myles Garrett gets 25 sacks this season and is the toast of the NFL because they suck and they're going to win four games that we don't want to see Myles Garrett? Is that what we're saying now? We don't want to see him show up at the playoffs doing some on-set commentary or at some other highfalutin, I don't know, F1 event being Myles Garrett? Of course not. Like that's an antiquated interpretation of what athletes' free time is allowed to be. We don't want to see you because your team sucks.
That's it. You just nailed it.
That is not true anymore. That is absolutely
not true. Well, no, I think
true.
That's the opinion of...
I know. I'm just saying that's not true anymore.
Mm.
Not anymore.
So I want to make this clear. You owe me an apology, Tiki, first of all. Because when I brought this up yesterday, you said, why are you making a big deal of this?
Yeah, why are you making a big deal?
Because I knew people would make a big deal of
okay,
that.
Okay, so yes, you're right. I'm sorry.
Thank you. I'm not making a big deal of it. And I said this to you yesterday. I'll say it today. I think it was cool.
Exactly.
I really have no issue with it. But when I asked you yesterday and I brought it up, you were very, why are you making a big deal of this? Because I knew guys like Big Mac. Sorry, Chris, to pick on you, but you were the most over the top of all that we played. You knew guys like that would make a big deal of it.
Yeah, but when guys, you have free time. You have off days. You're on IR. You could do whatever you want.
By the way, the other reason I bring on Big Mac, and I don't mean this as any knock on Sal, BT, Giannotti, or Boomer, because I'm the same way. I'm not a fan of the New York Jets.
You threw shrapnel at the Jets.
Well, no. Big Mac's a Giant fan.
Yeah, I know, but he threw shrapnel at the Jets.
I'm going to get to that in a second because I thought that was a very fair point. But my point is, he's a Giant fan.
Mm-hmm.
So I think all those guys are coming from the IFO perspective, which I try to do too.
But Big Mac's like a real breathing Giant fan, and he never screams. Can you play that clip one more time? He's the calmest, most comatose host in the world, and he literally got mad. Like, he got angry over this.
Because he thought he was going to get hurt? Or because they're 2-8.
Let's hear it one more time. Ladies and gentlemen, one of my favorite hosts here at WFAN, Chris Big Mac McDonald.
You've only got one good leg, bro. You just had a devastating injury, and you're on your feet pushing professional wrestlers. Like, that is so Jetsy, and that is just so, it's the optics are so bad.
I love his opinion because he never gets mad.
Right.
Like,
he thinks he's going to get hurt. That's why.
Yeah. He was afraid.
He's sitting on a trolley. I'm just saying, he can't fall. Have you seen those things? They're just massive. Like those foot trolleys.
Yeah. But correct me if I'm wrong, he wasn't in one last night.
No, he was.
When he stood up like that, I didn't see the trolley underneath. I think he stood up with the cast and the brace.
Are you sure?
And Scatterbo went on Twitter and said his foot was up on one of those kind of trolley things.
Okay.
So yeah, he was fine.
He said he was. That's the only reason I said. And then when he got... Who was the big dude beside him, the tall guy?
Roy Robertson Harris?
No, the white guy.
Oh, Andrew Schultz?
Yeah, Schultz.
Comedian.
Schultz like kind of pushed him over out of the way. As I was watching this, it looked like he rolled away. So I was like, oh, so his foot is on the thing. So I don't think he was in danger.
The guy who was in most danger doing this, and I had no problem with it either, was Jalen Brunson.
Yes.
When Brunson went in the ring that July, a year and a half ago, with a cast on his wrist,
right?
He like literally
and
started...
And then he put his hand down because he forgot. He's caught in the moment.
He started wincing at it. And I remember what I said at the time. My defense of him was, it's July. He'll be fine. No biggie. He's got the entire offseason to recover. I kind of feel the same way about Cam. Like, if, God forbid, the push turned into anything more, obviously it wasn't because it's scripted. Or what I mean by more is, like, he fell.
Yeah.
It was an accident. It wasn't really going to do anything.
Right. He's got a brace on. He's got a cast on.
It's a complete utter, excuse me, Tommy.
Yeah, no problem.
No biggie spot.
And the other thing with Big Mac, too, first of all, he's acting like he's a pirate with a wood leg. His leg is there. It's fine. It was up on a trolley. C-Mac is a wrestling fan. I promise you, as a wrestling fan, Evan's a wrestling fan, the wrestlers were more in danger last night in that spot, in that angle, than the football players are. The wrestlers are trained professionals. They know how to hit you where it looks like it hurts, but it doesn't hurt. They know how to fall. The football players don't, so they're hitting you with live rounds. They're swinging.
So when 6'5", Roy Robertson Harris just throws a haymaker,
exactly,
he might actually land and break a jaw.
Bingo. Where the wrestlers are going to take care of Scat, which he put on the internet, basically. Yeah, the guys are taking care of
it. Well, speaking of this, so Cam did go on social media to defend himself. I'll read you a few of his responses, one of which was to the WFAN Twitter account on one of the angry videos. I think it was one with BT. And Cam writes, "Foot was off the ground and the boys had my back. Trust me, wouldn't do anything to jeopardize anything, my G." Mm. But here's the full response that Cam put out on social media. "Hey, honestly, if you don't like that I'm having a good time while dealing with a tough time, then just go ahead and unfollow and casually move on. I'm not able to play football and have the fun I've been having my whole life, so I'm doing things outside the box trying to find some stuff to keep me happy. Enjoy the rest of y'all's week, and just don't talk about me if you ain't got nothing nice to say."
I love this kid.
I do too.
That's an awesome response.
Plus, you can understand why Cam Scatterbo was mad. Did you hear what Dominic Mysterio said to him?
Yes, I did.
Are you sure?
Yes, even though he was wrong.
Oh, the defensive part?
Yes.
That wasn't Dom. So, and I don't have a clip of this because it's very tough to hear, but basically during the trash talk,
that was
JD McDonagh said to Cam and his teammates, "Are you guys actually going to play some defense?"
Right.
Which was funny. But no, listen to Dom insulting Cam's intelligence.
"The only good thing that's ever come out of New York City is standing right in front of you. The only champion New York has seen in, how many years? Can you count, Cam? How many years? He don't know. He can't count."
I don't know why that made me laugh so much.
He don't know.
He don't know. He can't count.
He can't count.
He's a dummy. I love that. The whole thing was so much fun.
Yeah.
And everyone's got to pipe the bleep down.
Yes.
Well, especially because I
love Cam's response, though. "Sticks and stones may break my bones. Your words don't mean bleep."
And T, don't you feel like Cam Scatterbo's a guy with 9 lives? You can just throw him all against 100%. The wall. He'll bounce back. I mean, 100%. The guy's a maniac.
That's
and this is why we love
how
him.
He plays.
But where was this outrage for Brunson? Where was the outrage? Who, maybe he was selling it in the ring, which means he's not actually hurt. He's just pretending. But Brunson had a surgically repaired hand. Yeah. And when he did the angle in the ring, by the way, over the summer, he went to his hand like it was hurt. And I didn't hear a peep at anybody.
So I have two answers for that. Number one, it happened on July 6th. So I think a lot of the people you just heard in that clip were probably on vacation.
Fair enough.
Myself included.
Absolutely true. That's exactly right.
And number two, it goes back to what Tiki was asking, saying, what do you mean by optics? Because Sal said that, Brandon said that, and Big Mac said that. And my explanation is they're 2-9. And so the optics are that the Giants are a bad team, and here's Abdul Carter with a belt around his shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a bad look. Now, the only thing I want to ask you about, and Tiki gets mad sometimes when I ask questions, but I want to genuinely ask you the question.
Okay.
I think I've shown you guys, I love this wrestling crap. I'm a wrestling fan. I wasn't offended by it yesterday. I wasn't offended by it today. I thought the Jalen Brunson stuff with Tyrese Halliburton was awesome.
Right.
If this was the New York Jets, would you be making fun of me today, fellas?
Depends what player.
Yeah. Oh, it depends on player. Because Big Mac said it was Jetsian. And it's the only thing said in those clips that did make me think. Like, if this was a Jet thing, and I know they don't have the equivalent of Cam Scottabo.
Who would it be?
I don't know. Garrett Wilson, who's hurt right now.
No.
Are you sure? Sure.
Yeah. Yeah, look.
You would not make fun of us.
Dude, if last night that was Jalen Hyatt and Deonte Banks, I'm killing them in the Giants today.
Yeah, by the way, Cam Scottabo is on IR. He's not playing anytime soon. Now, Abdul Carter and Roy Robertson-Harris, they are. But you still have free time. You can do whatever you want to go to a Broadway play, go to a Broadway play.
And by the way, to Boomer's point, because as we played the clip of him, he said, did Giant management know about this?
Who cares?
They don't need permission is what you're saying?
Why would they need permission?
Because it was a physical activity of getting pushed.
Was it or was it fake?
They got pushed by a 5'8 jobber.
Exactly.
No offense, J.D., but he is. I mean, took the three from John Cena a few hours later. Okay, so that's not even, it doesn't matter.
Absolutely not.
Who was your favorite person in that cavalcade of FAN clips? Mine was Big Mac. He was amazing.
Yeah, Big Mac was because he was genuinely upset.
Yeah, I think the rest of them were just giving opinions, just going through the motions.
They were faking angst. Or
I like
whatever ire.
I like BT's because he called Dom Mysterio Rey Mysterio. Rey Mysterio for the overwhelming part of his career has worn a mask. No one was wearing a mask in that angle last night. That's Dom Mysterio, Rey's son.
It's Big Mac because I've known Big Mac since I walked through these doors in 2010. Good friend. I've never once, in all my years of being friends, been to his wedding, heard him use the word bro before.
He was mad.
That's how you could tell he was really
pissed. Oh, no, I think...
He dropped the bro.
It's because he thought he was going to get hurt.
Yeah, he was the only person. It's not that those guys didn't care about it. I think they're giving an opinion like we all do. I think Big Mac was the only one who was, like, genuinely pissed off.
Mm-hmm.
Like, as a Giant fan, he was like...
Brian what if he gets hurt?
Brian Cashman's ass. I love kissing it. Get camped. One leg. Boone, the best. Get your big dad. That's what I think was going
on. Well, I guess the question you'd ask Big Mac, if that was an injured Aaron Boone or Brian Cashman, would he have that same vitriol towards them if they pushed J.D. McDonough?
I don't know. Even if he had us, like, even if everything we're saying went wrong, it's 10 months before we see Cam Scottabo again. Like, he probably has time to injure it and heal again.
That's so true.
He's got to be fine. I agree with him.
No matter what would have happened last night, he could have gotten the ring. He'd be fine.
John Cena could have given him the attitude adjustment and pinned him, and it was going to be a no biggie spot. The only thing I don't believe from this discussion is that Sean wouldn't have made fun of me and Jet fans if a Jet player did it.
I would not have forgotten Wilson.
It depends on who it was.
Yeah. I'd be the first one to tell
you. If it was like someone who was fake trying to be famous, that'd be different.
We're not even hitting on the main point. Like, I'm giving other Giants grief. Like, I don't think Abdul Carter, if their story comes like that, should be sitting there with a championship belt on. Mm-hmm. By the way, newsflash, still didn't get to the quarterback Mysterio there in that spot. I have more anger with that where it's like, dude, optically that's bad. Not for Cam Scottabo.
So, by the way, see, that's when you were asking about optics, that's the bad optic to some. That it's not that Abdul Carter did anything, but that it's a bad look that the guy who was accused of falling asleep and missing a meeting was sitting at Raw with a belt around his shoulder.
By the way, I don't even have a problem with him sitting there. I think the idea of like holding the champ, I think that just looked bad. I don't care if he goes to Raw on his day off. It's just certain guys under certain ire should probably just know how we're looking.
You're also full of baloney right now. Number one, you've made fun of wrestling and the people that watch it for years. It's one of the seven plays you've run over the last 5 years. That's
absolutely
the first thing. And you sent me a lot of text messages when Jalen Brunson, whether he was selling it or not, got hurt in the ring, allegedly.
Really? What did he say? Because he was off. I went back to look at the audio of what we said when Jalen Brunson got involved, and Tommy loved it. I loved it. Tiki was analyzing the chair shot. Sean was on vacation, so we don't have the smoking gun on if Sean's a giant hypocrite.
Because remember, there was a thought that Brunson got hurt in the ring.
Yeah.
Sean sent about 16 ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha-ha's to me. And then I was upset about it on the air. So you made fun of me and the Knicks fans and the King of New York. You made fun of wrestling. You've made fun of wrestling your entire life. And I love scat, but the reason that you're doing it here is because you're being a giant shill. If this was any other sports team in this town, including the Yankees, including the Rangers, you'd be crushing them for it.
I laughed because I thought it was a funny bit involving Jalen Brunson.
No, because you sent me a Stephon Bondi, you know, showing the video of it saying that Jalen Brunson may have injured his surgically repaired hand. So you're not sending me the WWE post, Tommy, where they're saying, oh my God, can you believe Halliburton and Brunson got into it?
No.
You sent me a Nick reporter talking about it like it could have been real.
Because that's what I was laughing
at. In all reality, it wasn't, because everything that goes on in the ring 99% of the time is not.
And that's why I'm laughing, because of the ridiculousness of thinking it's real.
Sure.
That's
No.
I'm a fan of comedy.
You were laughing at the idea that Jalen Brunson could have been injured and out for the season, and I'll put words in your mouth, in a dopey wrestling bit.
Not me, bro.
Okay.
Well, Cam's already out for the season, so it doesn't matter.
Exactly.
Rip his other leg off. He'll be fine. Right.
By the way, Cam Scadaboo has been ruled out this Sunday after that altercation.
Let's get to some of your calls. 888-808-1019. Bruce and Howell. What's up, Bruce?
Yeah, what's up? Evan, I have to ask you a crazy baseball trivia question, but with Cam, I mean, I don't blame him. Let's be real. This guy's not fully there. I mean, completely unacceptable. But the only thing that was good about last night was the Matt Rempe jersey. So fighting Matt Rempe jersey, that one came in. But you know,
that was pretty cool. I'm not a Ranger fan, but that had to sting a little bit to Loogie that Mr. Nick Cam Scottaboo comes up there with a Matt Rempe.
Well, that's embarrassing. You can't
Didn't
do that.
It project it?
Yeah.
Didn't it project was about to happen?
Yes, that he was going
to
be Rempe.
You had to know.
Yeah,
you had to know.
Yeah.
No
go
question.
Ahead. Go ahead.
Yeah, right, Evan, my trivia question is, I've been fighting with my friend for 2 years about this. I said, we're going to call Evan. We're going to ask him. Here's the question. You know Beat the Streak, right?
Yes.
All right, here's the question. Do I have a better shot of getting 56 in a row if I pick, let's say, Shohei Ohtani, who has a 92% shot to get a hit every single day, right? If I pick him for 100 days in a row, or if I pick, let's say, Acuna, Judge, and Kyle Tucker, who every day have an 89% shot to get a hit, which group do I have a better shot to reach 56 with first, mathematically?
All right, so first of all, Beat the Streak is you pick a player every day, right, and they have to get a hit so that they can beat the Joe DiMaggio hit streak.
Yes.
Okay? So what I think he's saying is,
so who do you have a better chance? You have three guys.
Yes.
Judge, Tucker, and
Acuna.
Versus
Ohtani. Three guys. Ohtani's never hit 56 games in a row, so it's not one guy. It would, of course, be three guys.
It's definitely three guys.
Yeah, I don't
even think. I could do the math, but the probability is it's on the three guys side.
100%. I don't even think that's a baseball trivia question. That's like a math question.
Yeah.
What?
I just can't believe Beat the Streak is still a thing. I haven't heard anybody mention that in about 12 years.
Beat the Streak's pretty cool.
People are still doing that?
Yeah, why not? It's fun. Picking a different player every day. It's basically like fantasy, daily fantasy. I mean, it's kind of the same thing.
I think it's cool. I swear to you, I haven't heard people mention it in a long time.
There you go. Write it down. November 18th at 3:53 during the offseason it was mentioned. Steve in Harlem. What's up, Steve?
Wee-oo. Evan, I'm glad you liked my Ernie Clement looks like Boone throwaway point.
Oh, my God.
Thanks for bringing it back to air.
Spot on, bro. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, you know, with Sean around, we're only a hop skip away from getting to Boone's attention on Talking Yanks. So thanks for bringing it back to air. But since you like that, I have two more things I've been thinking about since that series ended with the Blue Jays. But first, my friend Sean, you know, I really believe in the Yankees this year. I thought they plugged enough holes. I'm sorry that you bought in right before it all fell apart. But I think it's a good time to bring back the faith. Because where my thoughts came from is really just Cashman starting to honestly fill these holes very strategically in my mind, and at least doing his best in terms of what's out there and his, I guess, limit and what we need. We filled second base, third base. You even started to mention going into this year, Rodon's now our fourth pitcher. So I don't really think it's a discussion of Bellinger or Tucker and or Tucker. I really think we just have to just let Cashman do his thing and see if we can actually put a team together that gels. And that's a lot trickier than having a conversation on the air. But going to you, Evan, I have these two things I just can't get off my mind. One is, how is it, you know, we lost to the Blue Jays because they dumped two of our best pitchers, and it just seemed like they had a read on them all year. And that's either because they practiced using those pitching machines or they had, you know, a trash can situation, which I don't think it was.
No, it definitely wasn't a trash can situation.
Exactly. Steve. So I think they just saw these guys so much in those pitching machines that they had a read on their...
They definitely saw. They definitely had a read. 100%.
It was... We don't have the all 22. I would suggest third base coach, first base coach.
Well, they got the signs, and it's not cheating. It's right. Part of baseball.
It's just you're trained. These they're trained to find the tendencies of pitchers via AI and video study, and it's communicated by the third first base coach.
Absolutely,
every team does it.
It's just who does it best.
It's just who does it best.
In That's the next exactly 5 minutes, the deadline will hit for players deciding if they want to accept the qualifying offer. Trent Grisham is either going to be a New York Yankee on a one-year deal, or he's going to say no gracias and he's going to leave town. We will come back with the answer and our analysis on that answer.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide, plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.